here with ESPN's Jim Trotter out here at practice after cuts, everything gone through. What do you feel like the expectations are for this team now?
I think they're high, and they should be. I mean, you've got an elite defense here. They've addressed the offensive line, which was the weak point last year. And if they're able to run the ball, take some of that pressure off of Trevor, and play the kind of defense that they've played the last few years, there's no reason not to be excited about this club.
You mentioned the defense there. Von Miller, of course, trying to become the defensive player of the year, was one vote away last year. You feel like what kind of season he's going to have this year?
I think he's going to have a tremendous season. I think when you go back, the time I spent with Von in the offseason, particularly at the Pass Rush Summit, and I even just had this conversation with Von about maturity. And when I used to work at Sports Illustrated, I came through here and I did a piece on Von. And one of the things he said to me, Peyton Manning had passed through the locker room, and Von said, you know, when he walks through the locker room, if he says something, everyone stops and they listen. When Von Miller now walks through the locker room, stops and says something, people listen. He has accepted that leadership role. He's even embraced it. It's not even accepted. He's embraced it. And so, to me, that's one of the things that I see with Von. This year he goes out and he hires a personal trainer for the first time. Why? Because he's always looking to get to that next level, to take his game to that next level. Guys like that I respect and appreciate, who don't cheat you. And I think Von Miller can have a really big year if he stays healthy.
You are in the room with the contributors committee. Can you tell us what the conversation was like regarding Mr. B here?
A lot of respect. It's just people tend to forget this. When you get in that room, there are a lot of deserving candidates. We could have selected four people off the top of my head who you could put in the hall and everyone would have said, great selection, he's deserving. The problem is in each fan base, they want to see their guy get in, and they want to see him get in right away. And the unfortunate thing is we can't put four or five people in the same year. With Mr. Bolin, I've learned so much about him over the last 2 years, little things that I didn't even know. And I feel very confident in saying that in the very near term, his time is going to come. But it just so happened this year that it was Bobby Bethard who, if you look at his resume and not just at the end of it, you don't evaluate a man at the end, by just the end of his career. You evaluate him on the totality of his career. And if you do that, then you don't walk away saying that a guy like Bobby Bethard doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, just as you won't walk away from a guy like Mr. Bolin and say he doesn't belong. He does belong, and his time will come.
What do you feel like his chances are next year, because the committee gets two nominees?
Correct. You never want to say or guarantee anything in these situations, but you know, I would think his chances are really good next year. But again, when you say something like that, people get overly excited and they want to hold you to that. And I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm not giving you any opinion based on what anyone else has to say. I believe his time is coming, and very soon.
You said you learned a couple of things about Mr. B. What do you feel like his lasting legacy and contributions to the league overall will be?
I mean, I think he was a guy that you know, you can separate it into football, and you can also create a category of league contributions. Clearly, his team's won and won consistently. But then on the league side, when you see his contributions to the league, he always put the league first. From the television deals, in particular, labor situations, all those sorts of things, he had a tremendous impact on this league. And so I believe that once you put the total, all of that together, and you stir it up, it's going to come out in a recipe that soon is going to have him in the Hall of Fame, I believe.
Well, I know that a lot of Broncos fans are hoping that's next year. We'll have to wait and see. Jim, thank you very much. Appreciate it.